there. This is Barbara Rosgoni on Success Hackers. I'm with Corey West Media, and I write the blog Wired PR Works. And my co-host is Jeff Willinger. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Barb. How are you? Thanks for asking. I'm with a company called RightPoint. I'm a social business evangelist and very psyched for our second episode.
Me too. It's. I think we're onto something here. People are really excited to learn how they can do more with less, how they can be more productive, happier, healthier at work and in their career. And you and I have had so much fun together bringing programs to people throughout the years, all the way back to 2008 when we co-founded Social Media Club Chicago.
Yeah, that was, well, it's still going on, and very proud and of what we've accomplished and look forward to what the future holds with Social Media Club. But I'm most proud of my friendship with you and excited about where our podcast goes. And I do like the topic Success Hackers because I came from a background of printing and packaging, and people ask me all the time, how does a guy that was very low-tech turn out to be someone very bleeding edge technologist? And besides the obvious of studying and reading and, you know, putting in the work, it's really not necessarily always working harder. It's working smarter. So I think that's going to be the theme for today, is working smarter. And I know we're really excited about our guest today. Not only is he a guest, but he's one of my absolute best friends in the world, Steve Green. Steve.
All right. Hi, guys. Hi, Barb. Hi, Jeff. Happy Friday the 13th.
You got it, Steve. It's so nice to have you here. I mean, Steve, if you don't know Steve, he's the founder and CEO of Foodie Chat, which began in May 2011. It's a worldwide social foodie community where we eat, tweet, Instagram, and meet with new foodies every day of the week. It's on Monday nights, and no matter what time of the day it is, you can hashtag your meal with Foodie Chat. And I know I've done that, and I only use Foodie Chats when I think I'm having an excellent meal. And I just am really, it's been great to know you all these years and just follow your success. So thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, guys. So it's an honor to be your first guest on your show. I'm sure you guys are going to have lots of great guests and conversations, and very excited to be here. Thanks again.
Yeah, I got to tell you, my kids joke with me all the time whenever I'm on Instagram quite a bit. And, you know, whenever they see me taking a picture of food, they'll just say hashtag foodie chats. So it's pretty, you know, you've got a nice brand going, Steve. And obviously, I'm very proud to, you know, be a very small part of your success.
Thanks, Jeff. And we had a fun time at our sushi dinner a couple weeks back. Of course, we did some hashtag foodie chats there.
We did. Hey, you know, when I think about success and I think about there's a saying that 80% of our accomplishments come from 20% of our efforts.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking that 20% of our work, you know, figuring out the 20% of our work is the most valuable. And once we've identified that, focusing the lion's share of our time and energy in that direction, that's what really creates success. And Barb and I were talking earlier, and we want to have you on, Steve, because you're another gentleman that really transformed yourself. But I want to focus for a quick sec on where you've been, and tell us a story about, you know, maybe when you first started, maybe not necessarily a success, but something that was maybe a setback and what you did to turn it around.
Yeah, thank you. So Probably one of my biggest turnarounds was even before I started Foodie Chat, I was hosting monthly networking events in Chicago, and I was pretty much being known as the event guy. So events were going well, different spot each month, and then I had the bright idea to go ahead and get my own event space and start hosting my own events. So that moment, it seemed like a good idea, and it ended up not being a good idea in the moment. It was just too big of an undertaking, and just the business aspect wasn't there, and I was being known as just like the event promotion guy, and it just debacled. It just totally, you know, fell on me, and because of that, I ended up wanting to move to Miami for a little bit and rethink strategy, and hence Foodie Chat started. So every kind of, you know, failure turns into something good and new. And so I wouldn't turn that in for anything. It was a tough time and one of the most challenging times. And it ended up working out to finding something amazing that I love and passionate about in building a social foodie community.
Well, that's great. And you're right. It is a big undertaking when you think about getting into the event space. There's a lot that goes on. But in your own way, you do have events every single Monday night. They're virtual events. So if you could give us a few success tips on what you do, going back to what Jeff said before, what is the 20% that you do that brings the 80% of the results?
Yeah, so I love the 80-20 philosophy. Been going by that for years. I look at the three C's for me that help myself live on and be successful on a daily basis: consistency, communication, and commitment. So for me, I wasn't always, dating way back to being a kid in school, you know, being consistent, it really wasn't my thing. Here we are, fast forward all the way till now. And on March 2nd will be the 200th straight Monday Night Foodie Chats. And, you know, I can't even believe that from when it first started. Hey, wow, 200 Mondays later would still be hosting Foodie Chat. So for me, just consistency all around, you know, like, mm-hmm. like Jeff, like Barbara, like all of us, every day sharing on social media, every day making phone calls and reaching out to people and making connections and really just showing up every day. And I think that, I mean, that brings confidence in people that you're working with when you are consistent on a daily basis.
That's so
amazing. I love those three C's, Steve. I don't think I've ever heard you talk about those.
I mean, for me, communication, like we're developing the Foodie Chat app right now, which is pretty cool. We could talk about that later, or we could talk about it down the road. But that's the key for me with my app team is communication, just keeping me in the loop for what's happening on a consistent basis. And that's like the biggest thing for me in business in general, is just communication, just consistently sharing with people when things are going well and sharing when things are not going as planned. Because if you let it fester too long, then it builds up and then you start complaining or fighting or being angry about other things. And just the more you could have that dialogue happening, the better it is. And then commitment, you know, commitment goes all around. Commitment to when you say you're going to be somewhere, you're going to be somewhere, to being on time and punctual, respecting other people's time, respecting your own time, and just having a commitment to what you're going to do. If you map out, you're going to do something, to do it. And of course, to have a commitment to something, you have to commit to something. So that's, you know, that takes me away from my three C's. But, you know, what is your objective? What do you want to accomplish? And write it down so that at the end of the day, you can see if you were successful or not. Because if you don't write anything down or have benchmarks, how do you know if you're successful or not?
Yeah, no. So, Barb.
All I was going to say is, yeah, it's very simple. Those three frameworks that you put down, very easy to follow. Hard to do for a lot of people, though.
They are, because they're very, for like a fun other, a C word, I guess I'm on the C route today, is, you know, is confronting life. Life becomes very confrontational within your own self, you know, just like you mm-hmm. wake up and everybody has demons or doubts or, you know, is today going to be a good day or am I going to be able to be successful or all those things. And you start confronting yourself a little bit. But if you could just, you know, take a deep breath and kind of just, you know, breathe in, breathe out, you know, obviously working out and exercising helps to, you know, keep things going. But just you wake up, you're consistent, you communicate, you keep a commitment to yourself and others. And, you know, good things normally happen then if you just show up every day. Like that whole cliche, like half the battle, it's just showing up. But it really is true. I mean, if you don't tweet, nobody can retweet you. If you don't Instagram, nobody
right.
can Insta repost your Instagram. So
right.
you have to share with people.
Love it.
Yeah, love that, Steve. That's just a terrific point.
Because this is a fun time we're in right now. This is like, you know, social media, where things are headed, and, you know, really communities. Like, that's my favorite part. And I'm sure Jeff and Barbara, but probably Jeff especially from all the travels, like, it's so great visiting other cities nowadays with I would say especially with Twitter, that I've met so many friends from around the country, even the world, just from Twitter. So every time you go somewhere to a new city, you're always meeting new people and building your community. And sometimes you've never even met somebody before, and you feel like that totally you're friends. And when you meet up, it feels like you've known each other forever. I mean, that's such a cool time that we're in. And I'm excited for the next evolution of Foodie Chats. So really, the app is going to be an incredible way to just continually build communities with others and support each other through the dishes you make, the recipes you share, the restaurants you've tried, and most importantly, the people that you meet. Because life's all about, you know, friendships and family and connections and, you know, sharing a meal. But, you know, sharing a meal with people you enjoy being with. That's my favorite part of it.
Yeah,
well,
I think we have a new...
Go ahead, Barb. I was just going to say we have a new C community. But anyway, go on.
Yeah, no, I don't even think about, oh, I met him on Twitter. I mean, sometimes people ask, hey, you know, you and Steve are so close. How did you guys meet? And we did meet through social media, but I think we met in real life first. And
we
nothing
did.
Is
we
going
met
to replace in real life.
I think we met at East Bank Club playing basketball first. That's my story.
I'll go with that. Communities of purpose and communities of interest are really the secret sauce of life. As I travel around the world talking about creating the digital workplace, the secret is somehow getting people off of email and onto communities where they really get work done. And Steve, you don't seem like the type of guy that's always on your email. You're more on social, on your social channels. And Barb, I'm not sure if you live in email, but I think about people that live in email, people like me, and my job is to move people off of email and onto collaborative social networks.
Yeah, I think that's where we're going. And even, you know, when people say there's nothing going on at Google Plus, well, check out the communities because there's a lot going on. And I really feel like that's a trend we're seeing that's becoming bigger and bigger and bigger. It's always been there, but it's really being amplified on social media is communities. So, yeah, get out of your email box and go around and look for people. I know even things like there's a Fly Fisher group over on LinkedIn, which you might think LinkedIn. But, you know, don't be afraid to really look at where your interests are. And if it's food, then go over to Foodie Chats on Monday night and join Steve and his crowd.
Ah, thank you.
We've got about a minute left. I just want to maybe, Steve, just give us the three C's. I got to tell you, a great takeaway for me. But the question that I get most about me, and I want to address it to you, is, you know, you came from the event background, which definitely is related to Foodie Chats, but give me, if someone wants to have the same sort of success as you, just give me one or two little nuggets that you could maybe pass out to our audience.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that all the general cliches are just so true. I mean, to me, number one is having passion at what you do so that you don't go along each day dreading what you're doing. It just lights you up. You never say, all right, I need to take a break or I'm exhausted. You're just so lit up to consistently work hard and work smart. You said that before. It's not really about working hard. It's, you know, working smart and calculated and building relationships. But passion is everything, because you have passion and you speak to people about what you're up to. They get excited, you know, not only to like support you, but they get excited to, you know, transform their lives. And then the best is like, hey, when somebody reaches out, hey, it was so great talking to you. You really inspired me to do more with what I'm up to. That's my favorite thing. It has, is really having passion for what you love. And then having a clear-cut plan. Got to have, like people talk, but you got to write a business plan. You know, maybe someone doesn't have to go to that extent, but just have benchmarks, because it's always fun to celebrate when you've reached a benchmark. And I know for me, I love the numbers game. You know, if I say today I'm going to, you know, reach out to 10 people, or, you know, obviously with bookings and making deals and getting sponsors, things like that. But just really just setting a benchmark and goal for yourself so that you can celebrate when you reach those milestones. That feels so good. Like playing a game with yourself. I think that's what keeps it going for me, is really playing a game just like athletes do, so you could check your box score, which is great, but it's not always within the box score. It's just the relationships you build like these right now. I love you guys. So, Jeff and Barbara, I really appreciate you having me on the show, and I'm excited to continue to tune in and follow all your adventures.
That's great, Steve. What a great way to wrap up our second episode. Really appreciate your time today. Barb, again, doing a lot of the heavy lifting for this production. I appreciate that. And I guess we'll just look forward to seeing you guys next week.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the inspiration, Steve.
Yeah, you guys, happy Friday. Consistency, communication, and commitment, my three C's.
Love it.